Why King Nebuchadnezzar became a beast? In the grand mural of biblical stories, few tales are as captivating and instructive as the story of King Nebuchadnezzar's humility. This extraordinary narrative, filled with drama and divine intervention, serves as a living testament to God's supreme power, the dangers of pride, and the miraculous transformative power of repentance. As we delve deeper into this story, we will uncover the profound lessons it offers to believers today. The eternal truths of Christianity are clearly emphasized: the power of prayer and the boundless redemptive love of Jesus Christ. Let us explore and reflect together, so these lessons can illuminate our faith and bring us closer to God. 1. The pinnacle of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. King Nebuchadnezzar II, the mighty ruler of the Neo-Babylonian Empire, was a figure renowned for his immense power and great achievements. His reign marked the brilliant pinnacle of Babylon's glory, with accomplishments that left an indelible mark on history. Notably, the construction of the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, along with the monumental Tower of Babel, etched his name into the annals of civilization. Nebuchadnezzar's empire was a symbol of his ambition and exceptional leadership, but it was also during this period of splendor that a divine lesson awaited. Nebuchadnezzar's military conquests were as remarkable as his architectural feats. He expanded his empire through notable victories, including defeating the Egyptians at the Battle of Carchemish in 605 BC. His conquests, particularly his attack on Jerusalem, which resulted in the destruction of the Jewish temple and the exile of the Jewish people, demonstrated his might and strategic genius. However, these very successes laid the foundation for a divine encounter that would profoundly and eternally transform his life. 2. The dreams that foretold his fate. The Book of Daniel, a precious gem of the Old Testament, records the miraculous events leading to King Nebuchadnezzar's profound transformation. The king's journey began with a series of mysterious dreams that no Babylonian sage could interpret, except for Daniel, a Jewish captive endowed with divine wisdom and ability. In Daniel 2, we encounter the king's first dream, a colossal statue made of various materials, symbolizing the succession of empires. Daniel's interpretation not only revealed God's overarching plan for human history, but also underscored Nebuchadnezzar's significant yet temporary role in this grand design. However, it was the second dream, recorded in Daniel 4, that truly set the stage for Nebuchadnezzar's humbling. In this dream, the king saw a great tree that reached the heavens, providing food and shelter for all creatures. But suddenly, a heavenly messenger ordered the tree to be cut down, leaving only its stump and roots bound with iron and bronze. The messenger declared that the king's heart would be changed from that of a man to that of a beast, and he would live among the animals for seven times, commonly understood as 7 years, until he acknowledged that the Most High rules over the kingdoms of men and gives them to whomever he wishes. This story not only highlights the immense power of God, but also deeply emphasizes the importance of humility and recognizing his supreme authority, even for the greatest of men. 3. The warning and the fall. Despite Daniel's earnest plea for Nebuchadnezzar to repent and avoid the impending doom, the king's pride remained unshaken. A year later, as he walked on the roof of his palace, Nebuchadnezzar's arrogance reached its peak. He boasted, "Is not this great Babylon, which I have built by my mighty power as a royal residence and for the glory of my majesty?" His self-glorification was immediately met with divine judgment. Even as the words lingered on his lips, a voice from heaven declared the fulfillment of the prophecy in the dream. In an instant, the mighty king was struck down, his reason stripped away. Nebuchadnezzar was driven from human society and lived like a beast in the field. His hair grew long like the feathers of an eagle, and his nails like the claws of a bird. This period of madness, known as lycanthropy, became a living testament to the consequences of defying God's supreme authority. Stripped of his humanity and reduced to a beastly state, Nebuchadnezzar's condition was a powerful demonstration of God's absolute control over human affairs and the futility of pride. This story not only highlights the great power of God, but also underscores the profound lesson of humility and recognizing his supreme authority, regardless of who we are or how powerful we may be. 4. The restoration and proclamation. After 7 years of humiliation and living as a beast, Nebuchadnezzar was miraculously restored. But his return was not merely a return to normalcy. It was a profound transformation of the soul. With his reason restored, Nebuchadnezzar lifted his eyes to heaven and blessed the Most High, acknowledging God's eternal dominion and incomparable power. His subsequent proclamation, recorded in Daniel 4:34-37, is a living testament to the newfound faith and humility he had discovered. Nebuchadnezzar declared, "At the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honored and glorified him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, 'What have you done?'" This declaration by Nebuchadnezzar is one of the most powerful affirmations of God's supremacy in the entire Bible, made all the more impressive because it was spoken by a pagan king. His story is a powerful reminder that God's authority surpasses all earthly powers, and true greatness comes only from acknowledging and honoring his supremacy. 5. Lessons for believers today. The story of King Nebuchadnezzar's miraculous transformation holds timeless lessons for believers. It paints a vivid picture of the dangers of pride and self-sufficiency, while highlighting the importance of humility and the transformative power of repentance. In an age where human achievements are often celebrated without reference to the divine, Nebuchadnezzar's experience serves as a clear reminder of the ultimate source of all power and authority. For Christians, this story also emphasizes the indispensable importance of prayer and reliance on God. Just as Daniel turned to God for wisdom and guidance, we too are called to seek divine direction in our lives. Nebuchadnezzar's dreams and Daniel's interpretations show that God can communicate with us in various ways, often through unexpected means, to guide us toward his divine plan. In Nebuchadnezzar's humility and his restoration after 7 years of suffering, we see a powerful message about the power of repentance and the strength of humility. This story is not just a historical lesson, but a living guide for those who seek sincerity and alignment with God's will. 6. The role of prophets and divine messengers. Daniel's role in Nebuchadnezzar's story is not only crucial, but also full of beauty and greatness. As a prophet and faithful servant of God, Daniel demonstrated unwavering faith, courage, and integrity. Knowing that the messages he conveyed could put him in danger, Daniel did not hesitate. His dedication to God's truth, despite the personal risks, is a shining example for all of us of the qualities that believers are called to emulate. Prophets like Daniel are not merely messengers. They are bridges between humanity and God, guiding and admonishing those who stray from the divine path. In the context of Christian faith, this role is continued by the teachings of Jesus Christ and the apostles. These words continue to inspire and guide us in the modern world. Just as Daniel's interpretations brought clarity and direction to Nebuchadnezzar, the teachings of Christ today still provide us with the wisdom and guidance needed to navigate the complexities of life. Through the lessons from Daniel, we learn that humility and faithfulness to the truth are not only noble virtues, but also the path to a deeper understanding of God's greatness. 7. The power of repentance and redemption. Nebuchadnezzar's repentance and restoration are a brilliant depiction of God's boundless mercy and grace. Despite his period of arrogance and severe defiance, the king was not abandoned in that state. Instead, he was given an opportunity to repent, and through sincere repentance, he was restored not only to power, but also granted even greater glory. This story echoes the profound message of the gospel. No one, no matter how far they have strayed, is beyond the redeeming love of God. The story of Nebuchadnezzar's transformation is a living illustration of the Christian concept of redemption. It shows that even those who have wandered far from God can be brought back to him through sincere repentance. This is the central message of Jesus Christ's teachings, who came to seek and save the lost, offering forgiveness and new life to all who turn to him in sincere faith. Through Nebuchadnezzar's story, we see that God's forgiveness has no limits, and he is always ready to welcome every soul back to him, regardless of their past. Nebuchadnezzar's glorious restoration is a living testament to the greatness of God's mercy, reminding us that sincere repentance can open the door to redemption and restoration, bringing us back to His boundless love. Eeyore 8, a prophetic parallel. Some biblical scholars see in Nebuchadnezzar's story a profound prophetic parallel to the fate of Gentile nations. The king's madness symbolizes these nations' rejection of God. The price for this pride and denial is the fall, a vivid image of God's judgment against those who do not follow His truth and justice. But the story does not end with the fall. Nebuchadnezzar's restoration opens a brilliant prospect of redemption. This is a prophetic image of the restoration and salvation that many nations and peoples may experience in the millennial kingdom that God has promised. The king's glorious return is not just a personal transformation, but also a sign of the greater restoration that God will bring about for those who repent and return to Him. This perspective highlights the broad applicability of the lessons from Nebuchadnezzar's experience. The lessons from the king's life are not just for him, but carry a global message, reminding us that pride and rejection of God can lead to downfall. But sincere repentance and turning to Him always opens the door to salvation and restoration. This is a message of hope and encouragement, reflecting God's boundless mercy for all of humanity. 9. Embracing humility and God's supremacy. As we pause and reflect on the dramatic story of King Nebuchadnezzar, we are reminded clearly and profoundly of the need for humility and the recognition of God's supremacy in our lives. The king's transformation from a proud, self-satisfied ruler to a humble servant of the Most High is not just a historical tale, but a living lesson about the dangers of pride and the necessity of acknowledging God's eternal reign. Nebuchadnezzar's pride led him to the brink of destruction, but it was humility and repentance that opened the door to restoration and salvation. This story is a beacon for us, emphasizing that no one can stand firm on the path of pride without paying the price. Instead, humility and recognition of God's supreme power are the path to true holiness and peace. In our lives today, we are called to learn from the example of Jesus Christ, who, though being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but humbled Himself, taking the form of a servant. Christ, though God, chose the path of humility to serve humanity, teaching us that true greatness lies not in self-exaltation, but in service and love. By following Christ's example of humility, we can avoid the pitfalls of pride and live a life full of meaning according to God's will. Let us open our hearts to embrace humility so that recognizing and submitting to God's infinite power can lead us to a life of holiness and grace. 10. The transformative power of prayer. Prayer is the solid bridge in our spiritual relationship with God, a bridge that connects the human heart with the Creator. It is not only a means of communication, but also a source of profound guidance and transformation. In the story of King Nebuchadnezzar, we clearly see the importance of seeking God's wisdom and guidance through prayer. Daniel, who demonstrated absolute devotion to prayer, is the perfect model for us. His persistence in seeking God to understand and interpret Nebuchadnezzar's dreams is not only a testament to the power of prayer, but also an inspiration for us. Through prayer, Daniel received wisdom and guidance from God, shedding light on mysteries that no other intellect could decipher. Prayer opens a divine path where we can seek God's guidance in times of confusion, find strength in trials, and feel His comforting presence in every moment of life. It helps us align our hearts with God's will, allowing us to experience peace and courage to face challenges, not by our strength, but by the power of faith and confidence in God. As we commit to prayer, we not only build a deeper relationship with the Creator, but also open ourselves to transformation, becoming people who can walk steadfastly on the path of faith and love. Prayer is where we find the guiding light, where the heart and soul are touched by God's presence. Let prayer become an essential part of our lives, the strength that helps us live a life full of grace and love. 11. Conclusion. The story of King Nebuchadnezzar's transformation is not just a dramatic tragedy, but an invaluable lesson, shining like a guiding light in our faith journey. It highlights the dangers of pride, underscores the importance of humility and demonstrates the great power of repentance. It is a profound reminder of God's supremacy, of the necessity of acknowledging His authority in every aspect of our lives. Through Nebuchadnezzar's challenging experiences and trials, we realize that seeking guidance through prayer and the direction of divine messengers are not only necessary steps, but also the key to leading the life of a believer. This story highlights God's boundless mercy and grace, reflecting His greatness in every moment of repentance and restoration. As believers, we are called to learn from Nebuchadnezzar's story and embrace the humility exemplified by Jesus Christ. By recognizing God's supremacy and seeking His guidance through prayer, we can avoid the pitfalls of pride, living a life in harmony with His divine plan. Nebuchadnezzar's story is not just a model for us to learn from, but a motivation to live a life that honors and glorifies the Most High God. In our faith journey, let us always remember that true greatness does not come from our own achievements, but from recognizing God's supreme dominion and placing our trust in His grace and mercy. Nebuchadnezzar's story is a living testament that God's love and forgiveness are limitless for all who turn to Him in repentance. His power and dominion are eternal. Let us embrace these truths and let them guide us in life, reflecting the transformative power of God's love and grace.